Shalom Avracha. We are continuing our process of reassessing everything we have in life, reassessing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and appreciating how close we are, how much we're in Hashem's hand. Today's Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Loi Echso. Hashem is my shepherd. I will not lack anything. He's not even saying on the past. He's saying on the future, present, future. Hashem Roi, like we said many times, we have to look at the past. Hashem is our shepherd watching over us. And with that, have that confident feeling that I will never be lacking. I will always have what I need. This such a central and important mizmor, we say it so many times. Mr. Brewer brings as a minig by every suda we eat during the week, even to say mizmor l'dovr Hashem Roi Loyach. So we have food to eat on the table. We don't take it for granted because Hashem Roi. That's why I have this food now, and that's why I had this food yesterday, and every day of my life, and that's why I know I will always have food. I will never starve to death. Chas v'sholem. We say it by suda shlishis. That's considered also the epitome of the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. And that's the time we say Hashem Roi. Hashem is the, we know, the Midas HaRachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Roi is a shepherd who takes care of all the needs of his sheep. He brings the flock to where they have the food available for them. If there's some dangers, he protects them. The sheep is the example of a peaceful animal, not up against any challenges, because the challenges that he needs are taken care of from above by his shepherd. That's what David HaMelech, it says in the Medrash, David HaMelech was a powerful king. He was a warrior. He put Klal Yisrael onto the map as a powerful nation, conquered so many lands, but he realizes that he's not the beginning of the game. He's just the kli. The tzoyin marisoy, the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is his shepherd. He's the one who's giving him everything. And with that, he has that special siyata shemaya to be the roya of Klal Yisrael, to be the shepherd of Klal Yisrael to care for others. That's what we have to go through life, looking at that. What gives me the power to care for others? The fact that I feel that I am empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything is taken care of by me, then I have room in my heart to care for others. If I feel that I'm not managing, I'm overwhelmed, then I'm involved in myself. The world as a whole was and still going in that direction, that people are getting more and more overwhelmed, more and more feeling helpless. And this situation, we know that is orchestrated by Kodesh Baruch Hu going through. He said, Echad, it sounds like things are worse, but it's in our hands. If we change our attitude, we start realizing that all those things that disturbed me, that I had a hard time coping with, are really copable. I don't know if that's the right word, but whatever it is, I can deal with it. Because I know, Loi Echzor, Hashem knows what I need, and He's giving me everything I need. And I don't have to be afraid, because it's from the Midas HaRachamim V'Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that Koshem is a noisim kekriyas yamsuf. One's sustenance, his food, his parnosa, is hard like the splitting of the sea. What's the big deal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it hard? Chazal say an amazing thing, that there was something hard by both of them. Klal Yisrael by kriyas yamsuf were on a low madrega. Many of them were still oivdei avodah zarah. Halolu oivdei avodah zarah. Halolu oivdei avodah zarah. They were not really on the Madrega to deserve such a great nes. And the Midas Hadin came and said, why are you saving the Jews and destroying the Mitzrim? They're all pretty much on the same level. That was the hardship, that Hashem decided to give us that tremendous chesed, even though we were not such a high level. The same thing with our panosa, our sustenance, Hashem. It's kosher kriyas yamsuf. There's a hardship to it because sometimes we're not deserving of it. But Hashem Roi, the fact that Hashem, the Midas HaRachmim, the Midas HaChasodim, the one who's watching over us, that overcomes that midas hadin that says he doesn't deserve to have his sustenance, and it gives it to us anyway, even though we don't deserve it. But what is the big schus we can have that will make us always deserving of it? Kamavan, everybody has to work on his avodas Hashem, all the facets of avodas Hashem. The most basic thing that gives us the schus is that we call out to Hashem and we feel in our hearts, Hashem Roy, I know I'm totally in your hands. That level of bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put myself 100% under the auspices of Hashem. I realize how much He is caring for me. He knows what I need. He's giving me what I need. I'm not lacking. Lo yechzer. I have what I need. I'm sameach b'chelki. That is the epitome of bitochen Hashem. That is the epitome of avodas Hashem. We shouldn't belittle this. And if we have our hardships in our lives, and like we're saying, the whole world is going through hardships, and we have our concerns about the future of ourselves, our families, the future of our members here in Eretz Yisrael, the soldiers fighting on the front lines, the people in captivity. There's so much going on now, displaced Jews, and ourselves, no one knows what's going on. Just remind ourselves whenever that thought comes up. Hashem Roy, the shepherd is still there. If there are foxes out there and the lions and whatever it is, he has a strong enough stick to ward them all off. But the thing that gives it the extra shmira, and that's what kept David HaMelech throughout his life, kept him strong, kept him besimcha, kept him with a peace of mind, focused on what to do in the proper fashion, care for the needs of entire Klal Yisrael, and not just be overwhelmed with himself, and had enough to be overwhelmed with. He went through a lot, because he always was focused on this. Hashem roi lo echzo. Hashem is with me, I am with him. Hashem loves me and cares for me. I love him and care for his ideals. I'm going to do what I can to be mechazik them, to strengthen them. Lo echzo. Yes, I don't have everything in the world. People have more than me, but Lo Echzer, I have exactly what I need. I'm not lacking. I don't have to feel that feeling of being unfortunate. I don't have to feel jealous of other people or hate somebody that doesn't do what I want him to do for me. Lo Echzer, whatever I have is good for me. Whatever I have is good for me. I'm a spouse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, but I'm content with what I have. This was the secret of David HaMelech's success, and he gave it over to us, and that's why we say it when we eat a meal, to remind ourselves. And once again, this is a result of Hashem Roi, Hashem cares for me. I have this meal. I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy to be zeichah to eat the food that Hashem prepared for me. We were talking about the different brachas of Shemon Esrei, and just we'll mention briefly about the second bracha of Shemon Esrei, which we're reminding ourselves about this thing. That Hashem is Rav Lo Yishia Mechai Meisim Ato. It brings life into the world, in our world, and in the world to come. Mechalkel Chaim B'chesed, He gives us our sustenance, the food and clothing, everything we need, with His chasodim. Chaim Meisim Barachim Rabim, Lasid Lovo, He will bring Tchias HaMeisim, and sometimes we in our own lives feel like we can't continue anymore, and He gives us renewed energy. Shoyim Echnoiflim, sometimes we fall down. Hashem brought us up so many times. Roifei Choylim, person has health issues. Hashem is the Roifei Choylei Am Yisrael. Matei Asurim refers even to the birth. The fetus was confined in the mother's womb. And then Matei Asurim, every morning we say Matei Asurim getting out of bed. And those who are mamash in captivity, which unfortunately we have that situation now, Yitz Hashem Mispal, many times these things happen and they got out. We need Siyata Shemaya. The Malam and Ateva, we hope it will happen, but our tefillin, our munah, b'tochen Hashem, definitely will help the Siyata Shemayim in this situation. There's nobody like you. Melech, meimus, mechayim, atzmiach shua. You bring life, you bring death, and you bring salvation. We should appreciate this before we start Shemona Esrei. We're talking to Hashem, the Hashem Roi Lo Yachso, with His midas hachesed v'rachmim. He's mizgabe and the midas hadin, and gives us everything we need. And the more we appreciate, the more we'll have peace of mind, the more siyata shemayim we'll have to get everything we need. And the main thing is we should be zeicha to the shuas Hashem b'mehir v'yameinu.